God's Design for Marriage. Dr. Cecil Cockerham. Narrated by Andrew. Understanding God's Design for Marriage. Cultivating unconditional love and respect. Practicing effective communication and listening. Prioritizing quality time and intimacy. Nurturing trust and honesty in the relationship. Embracing servanthood and sacrifice. Resolving conflict with grace and forgiveness. Outline of presentation. Understanding God's design for marriage. Cultivating unconditional love and respect. Practicing effective communication and listening. Prioritizing quality time and intimacy. Nurturing trust and honesty in the relationship. Embracing servanthood and sacrifice. Resolving conflict with grace and forgiveness. Introduction. In the journey of marriage, the desire to love and cherish one's spouse is a fundamental aspect that shapes the foundation of a lasting and fulfilling relationship. As believers, the call to love our spouses in the way God intended is a sacred commitment that requires intentional effort and dedication. This presentation suggests techniques and principles for loving your wife God's way, drawing from biblical wisdom and practical insights to nurture a relationship that reflects the love and grace of God in every aspect. From understanding God's design for marriage to cultivating unconditional love, effective communication, and resolving conflicts with grace, each element plays a vital role in strengthening the bond between husband and wife. Join us on this journey of discovering how to love your wife in a way that glorifies God and deepens the sacred covenant of marriage. Let's look at what scriptures teach us about marriage. Spoiler alert, it's all about love, respect, and commitment. What does a marriage look like according to God? Hint, it's not about who wears the pants in the relationship. Let's unravel the mysteries of roles and responsibilities in a marriage fashioned by God. Cultivating unconditional love and respect. Love and respect are the bread and butter of a successful marriage. But how do we cultivate these qualities, especially when our partner leaves the toothpaste cap off? Let's explore practical ways to love and respect unconditionally. Practicing love is defined in 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient, and love is kind, but what does that look like when your spouse forgets to pick up milk for the third time this week? Let's break down how to embody 1 Corinthians 13 in our lives. Respecting differences and individuality. We're not all cut from the same cloth, and that's a beautiful thing. Let's celebrate our differences and learn how to respect each other's unique quirks and qualities. Practicing effective communication and listening. Ever feel like you're talking to a brick wall when trying to communicate with your spouse? Fear not, we've got some tips and tricks up our sleeve to enhance your communication skills. Developing active listening skills. It's not just about hearing what your partner says, it's about truly listening and understanding. Get ready to level up your listening game. Communicating with kindness and clarity. No more beating around the bush or resorting to passive-aggressive comments. Let's learn how to communicate with kindness, honesty, and clarity. Prioritizing quality time and intimacy. In the hustle and bustle of everyday life, it's easy to let quality time slip through the cracks. But fear not, we've got some ideas on how to prioritize time with your spouse and nurture intimacy. It's important to schedule regular date nights and quality time together. Who says date nights are just for the honeymoon phase? Let's make a date with our spouse and keep the romance alive, one candle at dinner at a time. Honoring commitments and promises. Promises are like little love notes that you exchange with your partner, creating a web of security and reliability. Honoring commitments and promises is not just about following through on what you say you'll do, but also about respecting the sacred bond you share. It's the mortar that holds the bricks of trust together, forming a fortress of love that can weather any storm. Nurturing emotional and physical intimacy. Intimacy isn't just about what happens between the sheets, it's about emotional connection, too. Get ready to deepen your bond with your partner and keep the flames of passion burning bright. Building trust through transparency and accountability. In the grand game of love and marriage, trust is the cornerstone that holds everything together. Being open and honest with your partner is like adding sprinkles of glue to the trust foundation. Transparency in communication, actions, and intentions helps build a safe space for both partners to feel secure and valued. Accountability is the superhero cape that swoops in when mistakes are made, showing your commitment to being responsible for your actions and the impact they have on your relationship. Honoring commitments and promises. Promises are like little love notes that you exchange with your partner, creating a web of security and reliability. Honoring commitments and promises is not just about following through on what you say you'll do, but also about respecting the sacred bond you share. It's the mortar that holds the bricks of trust together, forming a fortress of love that can weather any storm. Serving each other with joy and humility. Servanthood is the secret ingredient that turns an ordinary relationship into an extraordinary one. Going the extra mile, showing kindness, and putting your partner's needs above your own with joy and humility can transform your marriage from good to great. It's like a dance of love where each partner leads and follows, creating harmony and balance in the relationship. Sacrificing selfish desires for the good of the marriage. Sacrifice is not about losing yourself in the relationship, but about finding a greater version of yourself through selflessness. Letting go of selfish desires and ambitions for the sake of your marriage is like pruning a rose bush to encourage new growth and more beautiful blooms. It's a powerful act of love that shows your commitment to the partnership and your shared journey together. Approaching conflict resolution with a Christ-like attitude. Conflict is inevitable in any relationship, but how you approach and resolve it can make all the difference. Having a Christ-like attitude of compassion, empathy, and understanding can transform heated arguments into opportunities for growth and connection. It's like turning lemons into lemonade, finding sweetness in the sour moments, and coming out stronger on the other side. Extending forgiveness and grace freely. Forgiveness is a superpower that can heal wounds, mend broken hearts, and restore peace in a relationship. Extending forgiveness and grace freely to your partner, even when it's hard, shows your capacity for love and empathy. It's like offering a warm hug after a cold shoulder, bridging the gap between hurt and healing, and paving the way for a brighter future together. Conclusion. Embracing the principles of loving your wife God's way is not just a choice but a sacred duty that honors the institution of marriage as designed by God. By prioritizing love, respect, communication, intimacy, trust, servanthood, and forgiveness in your relationship, you are sowing seeds of strength and unity that will bear fruit for a lifetime. May your commitment to loving your wife in alignment with God's will be a source of blessing and joy, enriching your marriage with the grace and love that transcends earthly challenges. Let the love you share reflect the unconditional love that God bestows upon us, guiding your marriage towards a bond that withstands the test of time and stands as a testament to God's divine plan for love and companionship. Frequently asked questions. 1. How can I apply these techniques if my spouse does not share the same faith? While walking in faith together can deepen the spiritual connection in a marriage, you can still implement these techniques by embodying God's love through your actions and words. Your commitment to love, respect, and communicate effectively can still positively impact your relationship, even if your spouse does not share your beliefs. 2. What if I have made mistakes in my marriage and feel like it's too late to change? It's never too late to start anew and work towards a healthier, more loving relationship. Embracing forgiveness, grace, and humility can pave the way for healing and restoration. Seek counseling or support from a trusted source to navigate through the challenges and embark on a journey of growth and renewal in your marriage.